Hi, everybody. I'm Betsy. Good to see some of you guys from the Tech Writing Workshop in the audience. As covered, I'm a tech writer at Google. I've been a tech writer there for about 6 years now. As halfway featured in this really dorky photo, one of my recent projects was the SRE book. And I've done various kinds of tech writing over the years. I started out with end user writing and then moved on to data center stuff, so like hardware, networking, cooling and electrical systems. And now I'm currently based in New York and writing for SRE. So I've been doing SRE documentation for about 3 years now. And I write both internal and external docs. So in this talk, though, I'm going to focus mostly on internally facing tech writing. So the docs that SRE teams or SRE type teams need to effectively run a production system. So if you're an SRE team or any team focused on running and maintaining and improving production systems, there are a lot of reasons why you need documentation. So the two main reasons I would say that you need docs are to get your work done and communicate with users and other teams. So if you're like a lot of teams at Google, your existing documentation could probably be better, and it could maybe be a lot better. So I'm a member of a tech writing team specifically that works with SRE, so I'm going to speak from my team's experience to cover the kinds of docs you need to effectively run your service and how a writer can help to make that documentation effective. So here I'll cover topics like tech writer engagement models, and how to most effectively leverage a tech writer. So, what are the different types of docs that your team needs to have? I'm going to focus on two main buckets of documentation, team internal docs and user docs. And then I'll also cover kind of a bonus bucket, which will be docs to increase your team's visibility and spread the knowledge you've accumulated. And more specifically, I'll talk about how a tech writer can help you with each of these categories. Okay, so our first bucket of docs is team internal docs. So keeping your service up and running is pretty much impossible without basic documentation to shore up your team's knowledge. Types of docs in this bucket include playbooks, other operational documentation, incident management related docs. So for example, this might be a template to coordinate and maintain state during an incident, or postmortems or retrospectives. You'll need design docs, system overviews, policy docs, project documentation, docs explaining your reporting, and then you'll probably have a bunch of other team internal docs like a team charter, quarterly goals, training checklists, and so on. So chances are your team already has some internal documentation, but it might be a hot mess, or it could probably at least use some improvements. So it might be hard to find the docs you need when you get paged in the middle of the night, or it might be hard to tell which docs are outdated versus current. Some information may just be flat out missing, or individual docs might be poorly written. But don't worry, your documentation can get better, especially if you engage with a tech writer. So a tech writer can really help you whip a rat's nest of documentation into shape and give you the tools to maintain your docs moving forward. So some basic tasks that a tech writer can perform. We can help you choose the best repository or repositories for your docs. We can help you organize your docs to make them more findable. We might organize a doc fix-it to identify content that needs to be archived or updated or written from scratch. We can introduce templates to standardize your doc set. And to state the obvious, as writers, we can improve your already existing docs and write new ones that you need. Okay, so on to bucket two, which is user docs. So chances are that the most satisfying, enjoyable, and rewarding part of your job is engineering work. It's not writing, right? So you'll be creating a tool or automation, fixing a problem, or redesigning infrastructure. You probably don't enjoy answering the same questions from users over and over. or making the use cases for using your product or service to users over and over. So ultimately, good user documentation is going to free up engineer time for more interesting work and save your users time. Now, you're not going to need every single type of documentation listed here to support your users well, so choose what's relevant from this toolbox for your product or service. So categories of docs you might need for your users include escalation instructions, so let your users know how and or when to escalate, SLOs, SLAs, and SLIs, a quick start guide, a feature guide, and how-tos for advanced features, a reference guide, FAQ, glossary, code labs, trainings, and other educational materials, and templates for help requests so that you can get the info you need from your users right off the bat so you can troubleshoot better and more quickly. Okay, and I put like one bonus bucket here as a stretch goal. So sometimes you have projects or works that you'd like to share outside of your team or your user base or your company or organization. So a tech writer can also help you get that information out externally. So some potential avenues for external publication, depending on how formal you want to get, you might want to write a white paper, a journal article, or do blog posts or other internet publications. So I collaborate with engineers pretty frequently on external publications, and it can be really nice to have a tech writer involved on these projects to, A, help you figure out what you want to talk about and how to structure that information. So if I'm collaborating with engineers on a journal article, for example, I usually get involved from square one at the brain dump and outlining phase. I also give feedback and direction as an article shapes up. But regardless of how early on or late in the process you get a tech writer involved, they can really help take a piece from rough draft to polished. Okay, so if I've convinced you by this point that working with a tech writer will make your life easier and infinitely better, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of how to work successfully with a writer. So there are several routes for engaging with a tech writer, and the kind of tech writer engagement your team needs is going to depend on a few things: the nature of your work, the volume of your work, and the resources at your disposal. So in other words, can you hire a full-time writer, or is a more limited engagement appropriate? So your options here really range from a full-on, deluxe, let's hire a dedicated writer, to a more lightweight, let's bring in a writer to help us come up with a plan to fix our docs ourselves. So here I put a kind of simplified model of four different typical tech writer engagements you might have. The top option is more heavyweight, moving to more lightweight at the bottom. So at the top, you might hire a full-time embedded writer, or you might engage a writer for a defined assignment. So a lot of times companies end up hiring a tech writer contractor if you have like a really defined task that you want somebody to help you out with. You might have a one tech writer to many engineering team support model, or you know, at the bottom of the engagement stack, you might have a more limited consultation to come up with the doc strategy. So for example, usually every quarter, I'll engage with one or two SRE teams at Google to run a doc fix-it for them. So this usually lasts for about a quarter, and I'll meet with them, say, every 2 weeks to set timelines, assign action items, and answer any questions along the way. So what might a typical tech writer engagement look like? Here I put up a sample timeline of how I might handle a project that's scoped to a quarter. So over the course of 12 weeks, my typical engagement is going to entail a kickoff meeting, then a research phase, me outlining the docs the team needs and iterating on those outlines with the team. Then there's the actual writing of the docs, and that's usually a collaboration between the tech writer and the engineers that I'm working with. Then there'll be a cleanup phase of the draft docs, review and feedback from the team, a final round of polish on the part of the writer, and then project handoff, complete with a maintenance plan for the team. Okay, so I've covered so far why you might want to work with a tech writer and models for doing so. So I wanted to wrap up with a few tips for working successfully with a writer. It's a partnership. So the success you're going to have with a tech writer depends on the investment your team puts into the engagement. So it's up to your engineering team to be responsible and a responsive partner in this relationship. One idea for formalizing this might be to set an OKR, or quarterly goal, that's shared between your team and the writer to make sure that people are held accountable to getting things done. Engage early. So similar to how you should factor reliability early on in the life cycle of your product, think of docs the same ways. So when you're starting a new project, scope what docs you'll need early on. It's likely that this process will lead the writer to point out aspects of your project that you haven't even considered yet. And it's a lot easier to structure and build up a comprehensive doc set as a product develops, rather than try to untangle a bunch of docs scattered all over the place right before you launch. And finally, once you've improved your docs, work with your tech writer to put a plan in place for doc creation and maintenance moving forward. So if you've put all this work into cleaning up your doc set or coming up with a fresh doc set, it really doesn't make sense to let it fall into disrepair. A successful writer engagement should end with a handoff that details a maintenance strategy for your docs. So by the time a tech writer is done with the project, your team should have a clear idea of the process for adding new docs, how often your docs should be reviewed for freshness, who's responsible for updating docs, and how you're gonna handle deprecating content. So once your tech writer has moved on to other projects, it's gonna be up to your team to create and maintain docs moving forward. So that is it on my end.